Firefighters battled throughout the night to extinguish the fire that began after the museum closed to the public on Sunday night. The 200-year-old institution, which is part of Rio de Janeiro's Federal University, contained 20 million items, including some brought to Brazil by its Portuguese rulers at the beginning of the 19th century.
It's our history that was stored here, our scientific history, our academic history, the heritage from the imperial period. It's an irreparable loss.
The museum was also home to a 12,000-year-old human skeleton, the oldest found on the continent, as well as dinosaur skeletons, fossils, and a meteorite found in 1784. A local fire chief said experts will be brought in as soon as possible to salvage what they can from the ashes.
We're going to have the participation of museum employees. It will be a slow process so that we can, who knows, recover fragments, something that could still have historic value.
A museum curator was allowed to enter Monday to collect what remained of the museum's meteorite exhibit so the artifacts would not be confused with the charred remains of the building.
They let me enter because I could recognize the pieces. I knew where they were, and I could recover some of them from the ashes.
Some of the collections were stored in another building, but most of those archived in the museum are believed to have been destroyed.
It's a tragedy. Yes, it is. We have to go through a period of mourning, but we have to think, what now? It doesn't help just to cry.
Museum director Alexander Kellner said the federal government's help is needed to aid in recovery efforts.
Brazil can't lose its history.
Many Brazilians blamed the government for failing to secure funds needed to maintain the museum, and they came out Monday to express their anger. The devastating fire hit one of Latin America's oldest and largest museums as Brazil battles economic recession, high unemployment, and violent crime. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.